It was an extraordinary read, but what went through my mind, apart from what was in the book, was every day of the week I was being moved and reminded of things that were in fact being reflected on through the characters and their behaviour in the book itself. For instance, I was interested in what was going on in Turkey and Iraq and Iran, and I'm sure many of you are too, but I would expect that a few of you have become TV fatigued about what is going on, but somehow or other what was going on was also reflected somehow or other in the text of Blance's book. And so I thought to myself, well, here it is. The book is a novel. It's an historical novel. I've got no idea how much of it is true, but I took out of it three impressions. The first one was, this man, this writer, has an extraordinary love and understanding for horses. It didn't matter anywhere in this long book where horses were concerned, he was either hugging them or kissing them, or they were looking at him and licking him and putting their nozzles in his pockets or whatever. The sorts of things that horses do when you're deeply in love with them. It was extraordinary how that struck me. Everybody, of course, in those days who had movement in war or in peace did it on a horse. So there are the horses of the 11th century, like those cars out in the street. That was my first impression. The second impression was, again, a little bit different. I thought, this man is an extraordinary strategist. I knew a bit about his back history. He'd been all his friends call him a spy. He worked for the federal government and the army and all that sort of stuff, doing all sorts of things that we used to only read about in comics. But Lance was the real thing. And you could see it in the way in which he was diagnosing events, building up plans and working strategies here and there throughout the book. And I said, gosh, this ought to become a primer for anybody who wants to be a spy in the Australian Army. The third impression I had, they're all, I think, extraordinary positive virtues in producing a book. The third thing was what it seemed to me, with my very limited knowledge about that part of the world and its culture, that he had an enormous grasp of all the sorts of things that went on, the way people believed, behaved, what they did and what they did things with. He had all of the terminology right throughout the book, and I had to go and look up dictionaries and found, when I hadn't looked carefully, that there was one at the back of the book anyway, describing all sorts of words and terminologies, which made it most extraordinary and interesting. A great mix. Now, Lance has done a bit of dreaming. It's called academic research, I suppose. He's heavy into that because he's going to be called doctor fairly soon, I understand. And so he dreams. And he thinks that this extraordinary event around which this historical novel is based, which was in fact the survival of a town called Vandekerk in 1064, when a tribe of Seljuk Muslims wanted to attack the city, and it was their policy, as he states in the book, they took no prisoners. So that if they took the city, that was it. They might steal a few women for all sorts of reasons, but everybody would be put to the sword. The people, and a lot of good luck, and some brave people, men and women, really destroyed the attack by the Seljuks upon the city, and it survived. But 15 years later, the enemy returned, and they destroyed everything. And out of all of this, Lance, in his wonderful dreaming, and dreaming for an academic is suggestive all the way, not telling certitudes, but trying to make us think if this is true or not. He thought that that particular experience, which was the subject of the novel in the first place, was the genesis of what happened in the same area during the Second World War, when there was a genocide took place, when I think it was over 1 million Armenians, who were the people in the city in Mandijerd, were killed. And you may remember this is the 100th year since that genocide took place. And the people who came into what is now Turkey, it used to be called Anatolia in ancient days, were themselves the ancestors of the Turks. And it was interesting, I forget what month it was this year that was the anniversary, but the president of Turkey and the prime minister of Turkey, who've been on our television reasonably often, both denied as strongly as possible that there was no such thing as a genocide. A few people got killed, yes, we don't know how many, and how do you know it was genocide? Because you don't know how many either. And so the story goes on. Haven't we heard that before with genocides and people who suffer this sort of depraved behaviour of human beings? Now, I think Lance is dreaming even further on this and saying that all of this is part of the depraved tendency that we all have as human beings of doing this sort of thing from time to time. Like, for instance, the 250,000 or so people in East Timor who were murdered over a period of 25 years, out of a total of 660,000, I do believe, if they were counted properly. And then again, with what's going on at the present time, and that candle ought to remind you of it, what still is going on in another part of Indonesian hegemony in West Papua. And it seems there seems to be some sort of connection. And I think the book is only suggesting, think about it. Can't give you the answer, but think about it. Is it just a causal connection? Or is it a causal connection, or is it just incidental, or what? Or should it make you think that it ought to be something that we all ought to be fighting for and about? Now, the book is not yet printed, but I believe it's... I've heard Louise say something most positive about it, that you might get it for Christmas.
Yes.
I enjoyed the book. I enjoyed the long copy of it. It's been shortened a bit and tightened up. And Lance, I didn't say what I thought was the third quality that Lance had. He's an extraordinary wordsmith. One of the good ones. And he writes with chiselled English. It's a sort of English that's fading, I think, in the community in many ways. But when we see it, we still admire it and like it. And so I want to congratulate Lance for trying the jolly job. And I hope that you'll all appreciate it when you read it and get it sometime before Christmas. Thank you.